You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. We've had the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association on the show for most of our six-year run, but a new guest today, a new representative of the organization. Yeah. Looking forward to meeting him.
I think this will be wonderful for our Atlanta, you know, listeners to hear and to learn more about Corey and what the HBA is going to be up to in 2018.
Let's get to it. We're joined by Corey Deal. He's an executive officer with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Appreciate you making time and joining us. Got an exciting year ahead, so looking forward to diving into that. Before we do that, though, since you are new to the show, take a quick minute. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
My background is I was with the Northeast Florida Builders Association for 8 of the last 12 years. During the downturn, I actually went to law school, and I tell people I pretended to be a lawyer for a year here in Atlanta. And then I went back down. I was the governmental affairs director for 4 years, and then I went back in the capacity of the executive officer in 2013. So for the last 4 years, I was their executive officer. And then when this opportunity presented itself, I have a wife and a 22-month-old child and a dog. And we moved back up here, made the decision to make the move from Jacksonville back up. We bought a house in Roswell.
Nice.
Looking forward to the new office location being in Dunwoody and starting our life in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We actually formally move in a week from yesterday.
So nice.
So I've been commuting a little bit in the last 4 months.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association.
Well, sure. A lot of your listeners already know it's newer to me than it is them, more than likely. But we're the 10th largest association in the country today. We were started in 1945. We serve 9 counties and are looking at growing the membership and doing a lot more with what we have as we come out of the word I don't like to use, coming out of the downturn.
So I mentioned that we're just a few days away from 2018. So what are some big goals and plans for the organization this year?
Yeah, you know, you start at the foundation, and the foundation is, you know, you're looking at education, you're looking at networking, advocacy, community service. I said it out of order. I mean, advocacy is why we exist. And so you look at the, you know, do you put the cart before the horse? Do you grow membership first? Do you get the advocacy in place? We want to grow membership. That's probably, I would say that would be our number one goal would be to grow the membership. But why do we grow the membership? Do you grow the membership just to have more members, or just pride? No, it's to get a larger voice in Atlanta, across Atlanta, to help us advocate more effectively and efficiently. We're working on beefing up our governmental affairs program, which should come through the chapter system. Chapter system will serve two purposes: for networking and for advocacy. We did a study in Jacksonville that basically showed that 86% of the folks that joined that association joined for networking. So while we exist to advocate on behalf of the industry, the majority of the associate members joined the network. So we have to be good at both.
Right.
And to be good at both, we have to create avenues for networking. To create those avenues, we're going to the chapter system. So we'll bring back 7 chapters in 2018, under Jim Chapman's leadership. He's the incoming president, and we're real excited about it. I think that we've got chair people in place for 5 of the 7 chapters. We've got a couple of kickoff events already in order. Staff, you know, has been assigned to their respective chapters, and so we're excited and hoping that knowing that will allow us to create more boots on the ground from an advocacy standpoint too across the region, and be more proactive than reactive as we face issues coming up.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned some of the transformations. I know one of the things that's kind of morphing and moving is the transformation from Elevate to the Younger Professionals Committee.
Correct.
Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the Elevate is a very successful young professionals group within the Professional Women and Building Council of the Greater Atlanta Homebuilders Association. And Atlanta is the poster child for how to run a PWB, which is Professional Women in Building. They set the standard for that. And so I wasn't surprised that they had that group. Success, my past job, a successful thing we did is, similar to this, we pulled the Young Professionals Group out of the Sales and Marketing Council in Jacksonville to make it a part of the greater organization. And the reason we do that is because if you look at it with PWB or the SMC, or if it's with a specific council, it's really the gateway to that council. Where if you make it the Young Professionals Group, we're rebranding it as Young Professionals Group. Mm-hmm. Emily Raymond will be the staff person that is in charge of it. Courtney Rogers of Dental Marketing will be chairing it. next year. And I've told those two, go make it happen. I'm going to stay out of your way. We're looking for four good events to serve our younger folks. That being said, I look at it now as a gateway to the whole association.
Yeah.
So it allows folks to walk in and see maybe they get involved in PWB or the Cobb chapter or both. But that's the main reason.
You want remodelers or remodeler, whatever.
Name it. Keep going. Yeah.
Green.
It just spreads it out a little more, rebrands it as more for men and women. So it's not just tied in with professional women and building, even though that's for everyone. Right. You know, it still says women in the title.
I think we had just as many men at the events as women. So it wasn't, you know, causing anyone not to attend.
But that's kind of the thought. It's a more broader reach.
Yeah, I'm just too old for that committee now.
They'll let us old folks go.
Hosted by the young professionals.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't mean you have to be a young professional.
That's right. They let some of us over 40 still go.
You're over 40?
Yeah, well, I think he is too.
Well, not yet. Okay. Sunday.
Is it that close?
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations on that. All right, Corey, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with two home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, we're back with Corey Deal with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association.
So, Corey, what do you see as the biggest challenges that face the Atlanta home building market?
Nationally, not just Atlanta, labor shortage is our largest challenge. We're at 100% capacity for the subs right now, and that slows down progress, increases cost. I'm not an economist, don't pretend to be one, but I would just say that housing affordability is really the other huge challenge in our market. Atlanta has a great quality of life. Atlanta has a great economy, great job market. I'm excited to be up here. My wife and I are excited to be up here. We've lived here before. We love it. If you get past the traffic, get past the mental hump of the traffic, it's a great place to live. So you've got all the colleges. So the economy here is great for housing. We've got an affordability issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that some of the higher end stuff slowing down a little bit. And the affordability issue is really coming from not mainly, but a big issue is government regulation is slowing down the development of lots. And when the lots are developed, they're that much more expensive. So therefore, the house that's built on the lot needs to be bigger in order to meet the price demands, to meet the comps. So that's the big issues to me is housing affordability caused by government regulation as a part of it and the labor shortage.
Absolutely. I agree with those.
So those are the challenges. What about the marketplace here excites you?
That's what I was saying, the economy. And I just think that it excites me having a 22-month-old that's going to grow up in Atlanta now that he can stay in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He can stay here. He can go to school at UGA an hour away or Georgia Tech if he chooses so. I'm a Georgia guy.
I was going to say, you're a Georgia boy.
We got some good schools. We've got great job market. And it pretty much has everything you want. It's central to the Southeast. And I just see it. There's a reason 115,000 people are moving here every year.
Yeah.
That's what excites me about it. I see our opportunity as an association to grow is really, really exciting.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know that you have some pretty big plans for different new special events for next year. You want to tell us a little bit about your plan to bring the parade back?
Yeah, we are nervously bringing back the Scattered Site Parade of Homes. I don't know when the last time Atlanta did it was, probably 04, 03, 04, something like that.
I think it was probably 03.
As a true scattered site. The Atlanta market's built for it. It's where builders enter their model homes. It'll take place from April 21st. I believe the 29th, I'm shooting from the hip on that. It's that Saturday in April. The judging will take place that Friday, April 20th. And the guys, all the builders will enter their models. They'll get judged on that Friday. We'll have a banquet in May where we'll give out gold and silvers. But it's a marketing opportunity for our builders.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. It can be festive if you get there. Right now, we're dealing with, just putting the P&L together for it and figuring out our cost and working with, meeting with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, seeing if we can partner with them. But
that's excellent.
It's exciting. I mean, it's a non-dues revenue generator for the Home Builders Association. It definitely serves a purpose there, but it serves a purpose for our members through marketing opportunities. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to that.
Any opportunity we have to showcase members' homes and get them in front of the consumers that buy them is,
I agree.
That's what it's all about.
Well, exactly. I'm excited to hear that that's coming back, and I'm raising my hand. I'll volunteer to be a judge if you,
yeah,
because that would be a lot of fun seeing all these great models. So you mentioned at the top of the show, one of the big focuses for 2018 is growing the membership. What kind of initiatives do you have in mind to kind of begin to do that?
I've given this talk a lot. Membership is not, you can't social media your way into members. Membership's hard work and relationships. And mm-hmm. so you use the social media to get people there, and we need to improve on that. But what it takes is rolling your sleeves up, inviting people, giving them opportunities to participate. We haven't, in my opinion, looking at the last couple of years, there probably hasn't been as many opportunities to participate, which I hope is going to come from the chapter system, putting a lot of weight on that. Because it's looking at adding anywhere from 25 to 40 lunch meetings, which are sponsorship opportunities, speaker opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's looking to add anywhere from 7 to 14 socials in the evenings. But membership, hired a full-time membership manager, which we haven't had in a long time. So she came on board. I guess she's in week 4 of the job.
Wow.
She's getting her feet wet. The membership committee, we're moving now. The vice president of the association, a builder, will chair the membership committee just to put the real emphasis on membership. Create a culture of membership where the board's required to, each board member is required to bring in 2 new members.
Yes.
Retention, really focus on retention. We've got an annual retention plan. The first guinea pigs of that plan will be the ones that mm-hmm. the 89 new members that came in during October.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the membership drive. It's nothing original to me. We use these plans at NUFPA, and they worked mm-hmm. in Jacksonville, but I stole them from other places. And so that's the nuts and bolts of it. We're starting a Pinnacle Builder program, which if a builder does business with 90% or more subcontractors that are members of the association, they get a reward. We're going to get a Barnsley plantation in late April.
Nice.
For just an overnight trip. And they'll get other recognition beyond that. And then we're working on an associate plan, something like that. We don't have that yet, but we're working on it. So there's a lot of moving pieces with that.
I'm excited that Corey's here to rock the house. And I mean that in the best way. It's just nice to have an infusion of new ideas
to
re-energize our board and, really re-energize the whole association, kind of, as you said, coming out of the downturn.
You guys re-energized me. I've been down at NUFPA for the last 4 years, and we had a really strong association. I love those guys, and I shout out to them for sure. But I'm excited to be here kind of building something new.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very exciting.
Glad to have you.
Going to be fun to watch. All right. Well, Corey, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions on the HBA, where do they go?
www.atlantahomebuilders.com.
All right,
Carol?
Did I
say it right?
Okay.
That's it.
Or you can visit them on Facebook.
All right. Corey Deal, an executive officer with Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. Corey, great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Corey Deal, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Todd and Carol signing off for the moment. Thank you for tuning in, and I suspect we'll see you next year, right, Carol?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. You'll have a great New Year's. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.